for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
That's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Oh, welcome back. Okay. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Oh, we got a lot of fun stuff to talk about. We were just laughing about something right now that we may or may not get to. But anyway, it's going to be a fun day. Welcome to Friday, at least where we are, a live Friday. It's been a fun week of shows, and all the joy and rapture will continue this hour, as you could probably tell. We got your daily dose of Bucket Strategy Investing. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here with me in studio, and we're going to start it all off with a discussion on a decision that you may be facing. And here's the question: to Roth or not to Roth, huh? You got the traditional IRA. You said that yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah. That is the question.
That becomes the question. That becomes the topic. So you got your traditional IRA, right? You got your deductible and your non-deductible traditional IRA. And on the IRA side, you got the Roth type, which is the post-tax, but it allows
potential
tax-free growth if you follow all the rules. Then you got the 401k side of things, and you've got the traditional 401k side,
deductible.
But you've also got the Roth 401k side.
And Roth 401ks are becoming more prevalent.
Yes.
I saw a study that over 50% of the large employers that have 401ks are now offering Roth 401ks.
Yeah, and maybe you hadn't even heard about that, but we're still going to talk about it. So the question is, which one might be better for you, all right? How do you decide? Can you settle on some form of both? And maybe, all right, we'll talk about that with Professor Plum coming up here in just a couple moments. Now, phone lines are open right now. Our phone number, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Get on board now. We got all the lines open. Send us a quick email if you want to at wealthed.com, or it can be a long email, whatever. Just give us the details. Click on the Find Your Answer link there at wealthed.com. It's near the top of the page in the upper right-hand corner, and we'll get your question right here in the studio. We'll answer it on the air. Certainly, the next step is to get in touch with the Brain Trust. Professor Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner, is here courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, you want to talk to them off the air, their number, 800-644-1150. You do need to call the Brain Trust. You need to check in with the advisors. You need to give them your situation and talk to them about whether or not you are on the right path to retirement. We've seen many situations here, and each situation is different. You can call them off the air again at 800-644-1150 and set up an appointment, talk to any one of the advisors that they have here, Brain Trust advisors all across the country. Or even more quickly than that, call here in the studio, 877-PLANNER. I did say lines are open right now, and I meant it, 877-752-6637. So we've got two things going on here, Professor Rick Plum. Four, really, if you count them all. You have a Roth versus traditional decision to make in some cases, and you have a 401k or IRA decision to make in some cases. So let's start off, first of all, with the decision to Roth or not to Roth, which is, do I do a traditional either 401k or Roth, traditional or IRA or Roth? Let's start. Which is better? I don't even know what I just said, but you know what
it's
I mean.
Okay, nobody else does either.
Okay, good. Let's start with the traditional versus Roth.
Well, to have the decision, to have the choice, first off, you have to be working. We can't have this discussion if you don't have earned income, or you're not married to somebody with earned income and you're filing a joint return. So this is not for the retirees. This is for people that are working. So the question is, do you do a tax deductible contribution, or do you create an after-tax contribution going into what could potentially be a tax-free account later on in life? Tax deduction, immediate gratification today. No deduction, delayed gratification for the future. Which one should you be using? Now, we're not talking about the difference between 401k and IRA right now. We're just talking about deductible, non-deductible, future taxation, future tax-free. That's the question. And so how do you go about determining which one is better for the for you? Now, there are some rules of thumb. I mean, and of course, everybody believes that rules of thumb work for everybody, and there's no exceptions to the rules of thumb. That's a kind of an exaggeration, actually. But rules of thumb, if you're young, the Roth IRA works better. In many cases, that is very, very true, because we get years and years of tax-deferred and ultimately tax-free growth. So young, that tends to favor the Roth.
Now you said it works better. I would say yes, and I would say it can work well if you're older. It can work even better if you're younger.
Right, and there's a lot of things that work better when you're younger, but it doesn't mean that they work horribly when you're older. It just means, you know, it works better if you're younger. But it's not everybody. Not everybody should be dealing with the tax-free Roth IRA when they're younger. I've met some younger individuals who want to retire early who have a lot of income, high taxable income. Maybe they can't go directly to a Roth IRA. We can get into that one later. But the 401k saves them so much money, or the tax-deductible IRA if they have that option. The tax deduction saves them a lot of money right now, where they may be in a lower bracket when they retire. So it's not just today. It's where am I at today as far as the immediate gratification. Is there enough immediate gratification from that tax deduction to offset the taxation in the future? That's the bottom line. If there is not enough immediate gratification from that tax deduction today, then the Roth makes a lot of sense. Now, we are assuming that you can actually make a contribution to a Roth IRA, which means your income is under the certain thresholds. And we're also assuming that you can make a deductible contribution either to a 401k or to an IRA. And so there are people that have the choices. Now, if you can't make a deductible contribution to an IRA, then there's very little reason to do a non-deductible traditional IRA contribution except for one, and that's the ability to do a backdoor Roth IRA. If I am in a situation where I cannot do a tax-deductible traditional IRA, and I cannot do a Roth contribution directly, unless I can do a Roth two-step, I don't want to do that after-tax contribution to a taxable later-on account.
What, you know, those were set up quite a long time ago. What was there any reason years ago where somebody would want to contribute to an IRA and yet not be able to write it off now?
Well, the inability to deduct the contribution came out of Tax Reform 86. And yeah, there was, because back at that time in the 80s and up through most of the 90s, or all the 90s, we had the same tax brackets for, you know, growth as we did for ordinary income, capital gains and ordinary income. Mm. And so when they took it away, it was like, well, tax deferred still works because I'm going to pay the tax on it the same way either way. If I grow it, I'm going to pay capital gains, which is ordinary income tax, or I'm going to pay capital gains or my ordinary income tax coming out of the IRA. When they changed the tax rates, when they gave us the preferential capital gain tax treatment, it took away some of the incentive to do the non-deductible traditional IRA. It gave us the ability to use, and we became much more tax efficient once we had, you know, better capital gain rates. We had the index funds, ETFs, low turnover mutual funds, things that were very tax sensitive. And so the tax deduction, or the non-tax deduction up front, and the tax deferred growth wasn't all that, specifically the tax deferred growth wasn't all that important if I didn't get the deduction up front, because I was able to fairly well manage my taxable events on an ongoing basis with a regular investment. This is before Roth. And so we lost the idea that non-deductible just isn't any fun.
Okay, so when you're trying to decide between traditional IRA, say, or traditional versus Roth, it's really what? The tax deductibility.
What is it costing me today? What is it saving me in the future? Or the other way around. What am I saving today by doing the deduction? And what is it going to cost me in the future by having a taxable event in the future? If the cost and or savings today is more beneficial than the future benefit, then the deduction still works.
Ideally, you would like to write it off today in a high tax bracket, and then when you take it out later on, take it out at a low tax bracket. You've come ahead.
Well, and the common thought process, and you know, we can talk about this too, is when you retire, most people, the majority of people, are in a lower tax bracket in retirement than they are when they are working. That's just part of the game. Now, that's not necessarily true. Another reason why younger people favor the Roth IRA is younger people usually have not really hit their stride yet, 20s, the early 30s. They're getting into their careers. They're working on things. And so they haven't even bought their first house yet, but they haven't gotten the deductions. But they're not in a really high tax bracket yet. Mm-hmm. And they've got such a long time to accumulate money that the Roth works in their favor. But you get into their 40s and 50s, then it changes a little bit because now we have, in many cases, hit our stride, our earning stride, and we're making a reasonable income. We're in a higher tax bracket. We're able to save money. And you know, the reason that we can save money is because we're making more money. And with making more money comes more taxation. And so in many cases, that moves us over towards that tax deduction being worth more than the tax-free growth on an after-tax contribution. It's not the same for everybody. Some people I've seen start at a very early age and they save a ton of money. And by the time they're in their 40s and 50s, they have a huge amount of after-tax money, pre-tax money already saved up in IRAs. And when we look at what that's going to create when they're in their 60s and 70s, the amount of income being distributed from those accounts is, in many cases, expected to be more than what they're making right now because they've been incredible savers. And so they, in many cases, should switch over to the Roth contribution. Whereas other people, they may be making good money, but they haven't saved any of it, and they don't have any IRAs, and by the time they get to retirement, they're not going to have a huge tax-deferred account. That tax deduction probably is a better deal.
So Roth or not to Roth, traditional or not, once you've made that decision, what do you do? Do you do a traditional IRA, do you do an IRA, or do you a 401k? We're going to talk more about that when we come back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008. Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states.
NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
When you pick up an Evercraft 26-piece screwdriver set for $19.99 at Napa, you're not just getting 26 beautiful chrome-plated instruments. You're getting something that shows the world if there's a problem, you've got 26 ways to tackle it. That's $19.99 for a 26-piece screwdriver set and 26 ways to show you're the man for any job that requires screwdrivers. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 5/31/16.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you about your money. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER. I should mention, too, for folks in San Diego who are listening, there is a workshop coming up.
Orange County, too.
See,
not that far of a drive.
Okay, well,
I mean, if you're telling people in Phoenix, if they're within 200 miles,
then they should show up. Well, I would say that's true.
Orange County.
All right. So if you're listening in Bakersfield, California, you should also drive down to either Orange County or
Orange
San Diego.
County.
Well, San Diego, I know about. That's what, June 18th, right?
Yes, it is.
It's a Saturday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning at the. It's in Carlsbad, actually.
Carlsbad, California. Beautiful Carlsbad.
Beautiful Carlsbad,
Carlsbad
California.
Sheraton.
Yeah, at the Sheraton. So if you want to join Professor Rick Plum and you want to join Janine Stripe and the others, whoever else happens to be there, one of the many advisors from Lucia Capital Group, talking about retirement income challenges, really, Professor Plum, the problems that people can have actually making sure that their retirement income lasts as long as they do.
Yeah, you need to know what the challenges are. You need to know what the problems are so that you can work around them so you don't have them in retirement.
Exactly. So if you want to join the Brain Trust on Saturday morning, June 18th, 9 o'clock in the morning, you can do so by going to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. It's all free. We'd love to see you there. Once again, San Diego residents all across San Diego County, join them in Carlsbad. The Brain Trust, Professor Plum and Janine Stripe, Saturday morning, June 18th, 877-PLANNER. All right, we're talking about Roths and traditionals and 401ks and regular IRAs. So maybe you've made the decision to, say, do the Roth, okay? You like the tax-free growth in the Roth. Fine. Now maybe you have another decision of taking the 401k or the IRA. Now, there's a Roth 401k. Let's talk about that for a second.
For a lot of people that have 401ks, they also have the option of doing a Roth 401k. What is a Roth 401k? Well, it's kind of similar to the IRA, you know, in the same respect of Roth IRA to a traditional IRA, you have a Roth 401k to a traditional 401k. Traditional 401k, you get a tax deduction. Tax deferred growth, taxable income when you take it out. Roth 401k, no deduction up front, tax deferred growth, and obviously following the rules, 59.5, 5 years and all that, tax-free distributions in the future. So they're very similar in the respects as far as how Roth IRAs and Roth and traditional IRAs are treated. There are the idea, the basics are the same with the Roth 401k versus traditional 401k. Now, obviously, the advantage of the 401k over an IRA, whether it's traditional Roth, is the limit. You can put a lot of money, a lot more money, in a 401k than you can an IRA. Same thing with Roth 401k versus Roth IRA. The limit on a Roth IRA, $5,500, $6,500 if you're 50 or older. The limit on a Roth 401k, $18,000 or $24,000 if you're 50 or older. So the advantage goes towards the 401k side. The other advantage is that the 401k may receive a matching contribution. Matching contribution, free money, that's a good thing. There is no matching contribution on an IRA, so it's just your money. So the 401k may have that advantage. Now, the matching contribution on a Roth 401k contribution does not go into the Roth side of the equation. It will go into the traditional side. You've never paid tax on it, so in essence, that's a pre-tax contribution. IRS is not allowing pre-tax contributions to an ultimately tax-free account. So your money that you're contributing to the Roth 401k goes into the Roth side of the house that has all the Roth rules. The matching contribution, if any, goes into the traditional 401k side of the house. Even though you're not contributing to the traditional, you have two accounts, the traditional taxable distribution account and then the Roth side of the account. So the advantage is in the contribution. The advantage is also in the ease of making that contribution.
You're talking about inside the 401k.
401k has the advantage that it is a lot easier to do. You just sign up once and it comes out every paycheck before you even see the money. Most people don't even realize how much they're actually putting in to their 401k, whether it be Roth or traditional 401k. They just know that they sign up, they're putting 5%, 10%. It's amazing how many times I talk with people and say, well, how much are you putting in? I don't know. I think 10%. I really don't know. Because they signed up for it. Now they don't even know that it's happening. But it is.
Yeah, and that's true whether it's the Roth or the traditional 401k. It's one of the nice advantages that a 401k can offer.
So everything I've talked about right now is an advantage to the 401k, whether it's traditional or Roth, over mm-hmm. the IRA, whether it's traditional or Roth.
Mm-hmm.
See a pattern here?
Yes, I do. Keep going. You're going great. By the way, 877-PLANNER, if you have questions on any of this stuff, 877-PLANNER. Go ahead.
The disadvantages. Well, one of the disadvantages of the 401k is that you have to deal with the choices that the 401k option offers. Maybe you don't like their options. Maybe you want to have more options. The IRA has that ability. Now, when it comes to the Roth accounts, the advantage for flexibility on distributions goes both ways. It goes to the IRA, the Roth IRA side, because I can get to my money. The cumulative contributions that I've made to my Roth IRA, I can take back out for any reason at any time without any, you know, all I have to do is account for the fact that it's my money coming back out. I cannot do that with a 401k, a Roth 401k. Anytime I take a distribution from a Roth 401k, up until I've met the qualified distributions of 59 and a half and all that, it's a pro rata distribution of both earnings and contributions. So there's a different treatment. Instead of being FIFO, first in, first out on the traditional or the Roth IRA, you've got a pro rata distribution on the 401k. Plus, I can't get to the money in the 401k unless I quit or I take a hardship withdrawal. That's not a good deal. And so it makes it difficult. There's this barrier between me and the money. That is a positive to the Roth IRA and a negative to the Roth IRA.
That comes down to the investor discipline, I would suggest.
If you are the type that needs that wall between you and your savings, otherwise you'll spend it, that's not an advantage of the IRA anymore. The ease of accessibility of the IRA is both a good thing and a bad thing. For somebody who's disciplined enough to not touch it and would only touch it in the event of an emergency, that ease of access is an advantage. For somebody who tends to dip into their savings for anything that comes along, that ease of access is a disadvantage. So there's a lot of things that go on as far as what we do. Now, one other advantage for the Roth IRA, or for the Roth 401k, excuse me, which is both an advantage and a disadvantage, is that there's no upper limit. There's no AGI limit. If I were to be making $1 million a year, I could put money into the Roth 401k. I can't put it directly into the Roth IRA. So if I really do want to build up Roth money, but I'm making more than $194,000 a year as a married couple, I can't go directly to the Roth IRA. And if I have a lot of other traditional IRAs, I can't do the Roth, the two-step either. And so I'm stuck. I can't do Roth, but I could potentially do a contribution to a Roth 401k. So that has an advantage. However, if I'm really making that kind of money, if I'm really up in the 190 to 200, the $1 million range,
you should be.
The tax deduction for most people is probably still a better deal. And so we have to look at how much have you already saved, what kind of pensions, what kind of income, what are you going to look like. Now we got to go back to the cost-benefit analysis of taxes today versus no taxes later on and things like that.
It's all about planning, and you can see how this is all sort of intertwined, I would say. When you're speaking about a Roth 401k, I've said this before, it's a 401k first with a Roth flavor to it. So the rules of the 401k, the rules of the 401k apply first. The Roth section has to do with deductibility and tax-free potential growth. Okay, more of your, well, we got phone calls coming up, emails, more on this too. Any topic that you've got, any money question you have, you give us a call. Lines are open right now. 877-PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, taking your calls when we come back.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principle.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I was going right to the call, but I got to just wait 10 seconds. Right?
You know it's Friday.
You know it's Friday. We will play this song, folks. We'll be doing this for years and years, you know?
You like
Everyone's going to be so sick of it. Not us. Not us. Faces right there. All right. Johnny D, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANET. All right, we got a lot of folks on hold. We're going to talk to everybody. So we are going right back to the phone lines. Let's continue on. Craig is up next in San Francisco. Hello, Craig.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I heard years ago that the Roth 401k, were the earnings taxable or are those tax-free?
No, the earnings would be, you got to live up to the rules, but assuming that you've had it in the Roth 401k for at least 5 years and you are age 59 and a half before you start taking distributions, just like the Roth IRA rules, then it is a tax-free distribution. So, but you still have to have the 5 years. You still have to be, unfortunately, dead, disabled, or age 59 and a half. The one advantage the IRA has over the Roth 401k is the first-time home purchase. The up to $10,000 of earnings that can come out of a Roth IRA after 5 years can be coming out tax-free, whereas that avoidance of taxes is not available for a 401k distribution, Roth 401k distribution. But they are
okay.
If you the same rules basically for qualified distributions apply to both sides, traditional or Roth IRA or Roth 401k.
Now I have one more question. I heard a lot of rumors about if you're retired and you're 55, you can withdraw from your 401k penalty free. Is that correct?
If you retire in the year you turn 55, just terminate employment, you can take distributions from that one employer's retirement plan without any penalties. So if you're,
okay.
I mean, you don't even have to actually be 55 yet, as long as you're going to turn 55 in the same tax year and you
right.
retire. Now, that doesn't apply to any IRAs. It doesn't apply to former employers. It only applies to that one employer where you left employment in the year you turn 55 or later. It does avoid the penalties. Now, if you're trying to take money out of a Roth 401k, it doesn't avoid the tax on the distribution of earnings from that Roth 401k because you're not 59 and a half. You're only avoiding the premature distribution penalty on the taxable mm-hmm. amount.
All right. Well, thanks for your help, guys.
Okay. Craig, thank you. Thank you for reminding of that or asking that because we don't always bring that up. We have in the past. And it doesn't have to be 50. You could be it's at least age 55.
Yeah, or going to be at least 55 in that year.
Right. So
56,
if you're,
57,
if your 58. Birthday is December 30th, you turn 55 and you're
you retire in January
2nd or
of
something.
Of
that year, then it still counts. You're barely 54. But,
but it
you're
still
able
works.
To do it. Right. 877-PLANNER. Let's move along to Gene in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hello, Gene.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, my topic was dealing with health savings accounts, HSAs, but
right.
before I get to that, just one comment about your previous topic. Is it also true that the difference between a Roth 401k and a Roth IRA is that the Roth IRA, you can make a spousal contribution?
That is true. You can do a spousal contribution to your spouse, their Roth IRA, as long as you file a joint tax return. A 401k is individual to that employee. That employee can't put the $18,000 in for themselves and then put another $18,000 in for their spouse. That doesn't work that way. So,
right.
yes, you're right.
Okay. Yeah, so I wanted earlier this week you had a caller about a health savings account and how to avoid the monthly fees. And I've had a health savings account for about 9 years now. I wanted to just share some of my experiences.
Okay.
Yeah, so back in 2007, 9 years ago, the biggest obstacle I found was trying to get a provider where I can invest money or hold money in the HSA but avoid the monthly fees. And most of the places, small banks, did have monthly fees.
Yes.
What I went to first was to a credit union.
Oh, okay. They have those there, huh?
Right. And since I already had bank accounts, already had a bank account with the credit union, it was easy to transfer money in to make contributions. And they gave me, at that time, 2007, you know, it was paying 5% per year.
That hasn't happened anymore.
Right. Right now, it's paying a 1.5%. And
that's still pretty good.
A Visa debit card, which you can use to withdraw the money from the HSA to pay directly for your medical.
Right. The debit card's common. I had that too.
Yeah. Say again.
The debit card is very common. They give you a checkbook and a debit card to pay your, hopefully, your qualified medical expenses so that the money's coming out of the health savings account, the savings part of it, to pay for your medical expenses.
Right, I still have that. Now, that's for bucket one. Now, if you wanted to save the money in the HSA long-term from bucket three, the biggest obstacle I found was that there were no low-cost providers of mutual funds that directly where you could open you could not open a health savings account directly with them. There were places that offered, for example, Vanguard mutual funds, but there were a third party which would
a brokerage company, yes.
I did find and then still have a no-loan mutual fund that has several types of mutual funds which you can directly invest with them, and they don't charge you any extra fee. It's exactly the same charge as if you open a regular account.
So basically what you're saying is you need to search for what you're looking for. If you want to have an HSA and you want to have something other than just the bank account part of it, which is good. You want to have at least the bank account part to cover the ongoing expenses that are coming up. But if you also want to be able, if you have enough money in there where you can also invest it for the future, you know, search around. They are available to find reasonable investment. I don't know what the investments were like, but they were they didn't have a lot of fees associated with them from the HSA side of it. And so it does make sense. So it's all about how you're going to use it. A lot of people never get to the point where they can actually invest the HSA money. They end up using it every year.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the reasons I guess they had that. Hey, Gene, listen, I got to get a couple more calls. If you want to say anything else, so you can hold
that's
on
awesome.
or talk about. Yeah. Hey, I take 1.5 today.
On a guaranteed money market account? Yeah.
Why not? Sure. Boy, I can't believe I'm actually saying that, but yes, I would. All right, let's move along. Like I said, Gene, if you have any other questions or comments, hold on. We'll talk to you off the air. I want to get to Joe up next in Danville, California. Hello, Joe.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So what I did was I'm over 59 and a half. I'm 60. And I had a regular IRA, and I rolled some of the money from that IRA into a Roth. And I paid the taxes last year.
Okay.
Now I want to know if I have to wait 5 years before I take that out, and if I have to keep track of further, if I make another contribution to it, if I have to keep track and wait another 5 years.
Is this the only Roth IRA that you have?
No, I have another Roth IRA that I've already passed the 5 years on.
Okay,
but it's not a rollover, it's a regular Roth.
I'm not worried about that. Let me ask you this. Have you had a Roth continuously for at least 5 tax years?
Yes.
Are you over 59 and a half?
Yes.
Any distribution from any Roth IRA that you have is a qualified distribution. Now, you may have to account for it on your tax return to tell the IRS that it's qualified because it's coming from an account that you just opened, and so the current custodian may not know that you have the five-year rule satisfied, but you have. It doesn't matter the account. And the five-year rule for conversions is only for the 59 and a half rule. So the five-year rule on conversions, the principal is available anyway, but because you've had a Roth IRA for at least 5 years, now every Roth IRA in your name, every Roth IRA that you have created up to this point, every Roth IRA you will create in the future will be a qualified distribution if you ever take money out of it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate the call. It's another nice feature, which we hadn't talked about yet on the Roth, but that's...
And that's why when you have the... This is a weird thing, because if you have a 401k, Roth 401k, and you turn 60, 62, 63, and you transfer it over to an IRA...
Well, you transfer the Roth 401k to a Roth IRA?
When you quit.
Yeah.
You technically haven't had an IRA for 5 years yet.
So
you got to account for it if you take money out.
That's true, but it's a Roth, so you're okay, right?
But you haven't hit the five-year rule on the IRA. So it's not technically a qualified distribution. You still have to keep track of your pre-tax and post-tax money in the IRA.
Okay, yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, I don't know that this has come up either, but that's a good point. Say it again.
It's still going to be tax-free. But,
but what if you'd had a Roth that you set up just a long time ago,
then
Roth
you've
IRA?
Met the five-year rule. Life is good. That's what if you're if you have a Roth 401k at work.
And you don't have any other Roth IRA.
Start a Roth IRA, you know, 5 years before you want to take money out or before you quit work so that you have the five-year right. met on both the IRA and on the 401k.
Right, so yeah, let's say what happens then. You have a Roth 401k, you have no other Roths.
If you take the distribution from the 401k, it's a qualified distribution because you've had the 401k for more than 5 years and you're 59 and a half. You quit, you roll it all over to an IRA when you're 60 years old. It's your very first Roth IRA ever. Now you don't have 5 year rule met. It's a dumb rule. It's just a matter of accounting because you've got plenty of after tax money.
Right. So the first money you're going to take is still
your basis.
So you're okay.
It's a dumb thing.
But once you hit the.
Anyway,
yeah, it is kind
just
of
open up your IRA so you have the 5 year rule met.
And you have a 5 year rule with the Roth 401 or the Roth 401k.
Right. For the earnings.
Yeah. For the earnings. Yes. It's important to keep in mind. IRA rules in this case apply to the 401k.
Mostly.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean in this particular instance with the 5 year.
Yeah, for the qualified distributions.
Right. But if you'd had a 401k for regular 401k, there's no 5 year rule. You're gonna be paying taxes on it. Doesn't matter. All right, 877 Planner. You got all that? No? Well, give us a call. We're here to help you out. We've helped out a lot of people so far today. Keep it up. 877-PLA-NNER. Three lines open. We'll take more of your calls and your emails when we come back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with the Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review. 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Napa know-how!
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store, and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection. Only out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit one cartridge per customer.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing, the best money show on the planet, if I may so say so myself. 877-PLANNER, that is a fact. You call that number and give us your money questions. We will answer them here on the program. We've had some really good questions so far. I don't think we've had a bad question in like 2 months, all right? I keep track of these things. But keep up the good work. We appreciate that. 877-752-6637. We'll continue to answer your money questions. So now, before we can wrap up this, or at least partly wrap up this whole Roth issue, something we didn't bring up yet, Professor Plummer, just barely brought up, that has to do with age. And I've heard, and I'm sure you have too, where people have said, you know, Roths are great, but I'm just too old for a Roth, you know?
Well, and I was speaking with somebody the other day about this. They're 66 years old, and spouse is 64. And they're going to keep working for another 4 years. And they're saying, well, we're just too old for Roth IRAs. They're over the limit for, no, they're not over the limit for contributing. They're maxing out their 401ks. And they've got a decent portfolio already, both personal money and tax-deferred money. And they're going to be in a lower bracket when they retire because they're making a nice income now just under the thresholds for the Roth limits. But their income in retirement is going to come down probably into the 15% income tax bracket. So they're in a higher bracket now, a lower bracket in retirement, and that by the way it rolls out says that Roth doesn't work for you. But they also have a large personal portfolio. So if you have money sitting in a personal portfolio that is earning something, hopefully if it's in CDs, it's not earning much, but even if it's in CDs, it's earning 1%, bonds earning 2, 3, 4%. And if it's earning anything, wouldn't you rather have that money in a Roth earning the same amount but never having to pay taxes on it ever again? So the fact that they weren't doing the Roths because they thought, well, it's a short time horizon, I'm too old, and it doesn't matter. It's still, over the next 4 years between husband and wife, they can put $13,000 a year in for 4 years, maybe five if they work into the next year, and put a decent amount of money. Is it going to make or break their retirement? No. But they could build up almost $100,000 in a Roth, and the earnings on that will be tax-free forevermore, whereas what they're doing now, they're just building it up in their personal account, and so it's going to be taxable at some level. And so from just an overall savings standpoint, it made sense. Now, does it always make sense for somebody who is in their 50s and 60s to do Roth IRAs? Well, if they have extra money and they're already maxing out other things, sure, why not? But it's not necessarily, you know, the tax bracket today. It is, there's a couple, you know, myths about it's always better for younger, never better for older. Okay, that doesn't always work. You always do it if you're in a low tax bracket today. And most people consider the 15% a low tax bracket today. But what if you're getting a late start? What if you're not a high wage earner? What if when you retire, the majority of your money is going to come from Social Security? You're in the 15% tax bracket today, which is a low bracket. So most people would say, do the Roth IRA, you're in a low bracket. But if you look forward and you don't already have a lot of tax deferred accounts, you look forward to retirement and you say, well, I may have $200,000 in tax deferred accounts if I keep saving the way I'm going. That's about an $8,000 to $10,000 distribution. And when we look at that with the money coming from Social Security is what they're going to live off of, They're in a 0% income tax bracket. 15 isn't the highest of all brackets, but it's higher than zero.
So that much we know.
So in that case, we want to do the tax deductible, either 401k or IRA for that individual, even though they're in a low income tax bracket, because low is relative. And low, what is low to you or somebody else, may be the higher of the two brackets between working today and in the future. That individual should have done the tax deductible, traditional IRA or traditional 401k. So while they do make sense, yes, the Roth IRA is better for low income people, especially lower income, younger people, because they have a long time to grow. They have more time in the future to get into their higher income. Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that if you're not in a super high tax bracket, or if you're not in, if you're not young, that it's a bad thing. You just have to look at your specific situation to see how it lays out for you.
Yeah, everybody's situation is different. That's why we talked about those rules of thumb earlier. They're only partial guidelines. And even for that, I don't even think they work for half of the people. You have to understand that your situation is unique. I want to get to one email here that was on topic before we get to the top of the hour. This is from Bill in Mobile, Alabama, I believe, or somewhere in Alabama. Question, for a Roth IRA, how does the five-year rule differ based on whether the Roth money comes from a contribution versus coming from a conversion? Another good question.
Well, he says for the five-year rule. And the reality is
there are two.
There are two five-year rules. One deals with the premature distribution penalty, taking money out before 59 and a half. One deals with earnings. So we have to, you know, identify whether we're talking about the five-year rule to get away from the 10% penalty, or the five-year rule that deals with the earnings becoming potentially tax-free. And so when we are talking about the earnings, we're talking about you have to have 5 years of continuous Roth life. You can move it around. You just have to have, you can't have completely eliminated the Roth. 5 years and hit the trigger for 59 and a half, death, disability, first time home purchase up to $10,000, one of those issues. So you have to have both sides of the trigger. You have to have the 5 year side satisfied and these other triggers to be able to get money out. Once you've met that, then you've avoided all, now anything that comes out is a tax-free distribution. And once you've gotten to that side, it's called a qualified distribution. There is no penalty either, because the penalty's been satisfied. Now, on the other side, for the penalty, contributions don't have a penalty coming out. Conversions have a penalty coming out if they're taken out within 5 years of the conversion. Earnings, if they come out within 5 years, are taxable and penalized. So we've got to look at where is the money coming from when we're talking about the pre-59 and a half rule. Is it coming from contributions? Not an issue. Is it coming from conversions? When did the conversion occur? Did it occur more than five tax years before the distribution? Not an issue. Did it occur within the 5 years and you're not 59 and a half? Once you get to 59 and a half, the five-year rule on the converted principal, the premature distribution rule, goes away. Even if I make a conversion at 57 and a half and I take the money out at 60, I don't have to worry about it. Even if that was my first Roth IRA, I haven't met the five-year rule for the earnings, but I've met the 59 and a half rule, so no more penalty, even though the conversion happened 2 years ago.
Or even if you made it at 59 and a quarter, and the day after you turned 59 and a half,
I took money out.
You took money out.
As long as I'm only taking converted money out, converted principal, no penalty.
I appreciate the question. A perfect time for that. This is great. Let's keep this up. We got some lines open. We have another hour coming up. So if you want to join the Brain Trust, get on board right now. We'll be taking more of your calls and your emails next hour when we return. You want to talk to Professor Plum or any of the Brain Trust advisors from Lucia Capital Group off the air, you can do so at their off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Yes, indeed, another hour is just ahead. Stick around for more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.